This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Along with temperatures in single digits, Metro Denver and much of Northeast Colorado are under a wind chill advisory. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The National Weather Service says wind temperatures could hit 25 below zero in Denver and places like Greeley and the Eastern Plains. That's cold enough to cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Front range highs are in the teens through Monday, but the weather should start to warm up through midweek.
CPR's Matt Bloom. Two Suncor workers are recovering after a fire at the city's Commerce City refinery last month. That's according to a company spokesperson. Michael Adams represents the employees through the United Steelworkers Union. He doesn't think the accident is the fault of systemic problems at the company.
Do I think Suncor is less safe because of this incident? No. Do I think there could be more that Suncor could do for safety? Well, sure.
Suncor has struggled with workplace safety problems in Canada, where it's headquartered. The Regional Transportation District is trying to make its buses and trains feel safer. It's proposing rule changes that would prohibit people from riding all day after their fares expire. But advocates say that would target passengers who are experiencing homelessness. RTD's board will consider the changes next month. Governor Polis has announced his appointees to the state's new Natural Medicine Advisory Board, which will help craft regulations for legal psilocybin, which voters approved in November. The board includes people whose knowledge of psilocybin comes from therapeutic and indigenous religious practices and members from more mainstream healthcare fields. This is CPR News.